Cape Talk, the finance week that was.
Sikonati Manchancha, who is the, well, he is the deputy editor at Financial Mail and ready to tell you about some of those stories that you need to know more about, just in case you missed some of them. So, Sikonati, good morning, sir.
Morning, Kunal. Good morning, Cape Talk.
No privatization, no retrenchments at Eskom, only a split, says the president. But by the way, for those who ask for privatization, they must be careful what they ask for. Because if you get privatization, you're also possibly going to get a much higher bill at the end of each month. But anyway.
That's what the president and his allies would like us to believe. But anyway, he told Parliament yesterday in his reply to the State of the Nation address that there will absolutely be no retrenchments whatsoever at Eskom, which employs, by the World Bank's standards calculation, 27,000 more people than it should.
Are you there? Is it going to... there we go.
Yes.
We lost you there for a second. So you need to just...
Oh, I apologize.
Just chat to the left for us. Oh, there we go. Okay, great.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Yes, the president says Eskom will not retrench anyone. Eskom will, there will be no privatization whatsoever. He will just split the company into three. To achieve what end, we don't know, other than that he's trying to...
He's going to split it, but okay, now what? You split it, you've got three different divisions, now what? You still have the same problem.
It's no laughing matter, you know.
Of course it's not a laughing matter, but I mean, it's silly.
The World Bank reckons Eskom employs 27,000 more people than it should be employing. Eskom's own statistics, Eskom has admitted to NERSA and to the people of South Africa, it said it needed to cut jobs. About 16,000 people need to be retrenched, but the president says, no, we're not retrenching anyone. In fact, we will offer voluntary severance packages to anyone who wants to leave. The president probably was not in the country in 2014 when Eskom tried that route. And only so in a VSP, you know, the people you want to retrench will never volunteer to be retrenched. It's the people you don't want to lose that will always come forward and ask to be paid to go.
Exactly.
That's what happened at Eskom in 2014, and Eskom had to was forced to cancel the process because the only way out would have been a forced retrenchment. But you know, COSATU is the ruling party in this country, and COSATU also gets paid to get people into trade unions. Otherwise, Cyril Ramaphosa would be history. Remember one Thabo Mbeki?
Yes, no, indeed. And we were just chatting to the group chief economist of Standard Bank yesterday, who said to us, a stronger ANC is better for the economy. And then I think we had Irajah Bidian disagreeing with that, simply because, you know, at the end of the day, what does a strong ANC actually mean? It means a compromised organization that has to keep a whole host of people happy, not just the internal conflicts that they have, but people within the tripartite alliance. And a lot of that goes against some of the key things we need to do to get this economy right.
You know, what do I know about politics? All I will tell you is today is going to be the sixth day of straight load shedding, probably brought to you by the ANC government. That's not what we are talking about.
Of course not.
We are not retrenching. Eskom is not retrenching. Eskom is not being privatized. It will just be split into three. Eskom produces 212,000 gigawatts of hours of electricity in 2018.
Yeah.
In 2007, Eskom produced 219,000 gigawatts of electricity. Today, there's 16,000 more employees than there were in 2017. They are producing less power.
Well, exactly.
We will definitely not be cutting any jobs.
Of course not.
There will be no privatization. This is what you get out of the Patrice Lumumba School of Socialism. There is a university by that name in Russia, and it was started to teach Africans socialism.
Anyway, let's move on to the PIC. And by the way, it was Azhar Jamin with us yesterday. The PIC inquiry, right? That interim report is to reach the president next week while witnesses receive those death threats. We spoke to Dr. Tabi Lioka earlier about that as well. That's scary.
Totally scary, well, of course, totally unsurprising,
sure,
as well. The police are investigating, and we know, of course, the police are quite very efficient. They are very good at this thing. They've been investigating for the past 10 years of state capture. And they are now investigating. Of course, the commission judgment, that Judge Lesson Party's commission, will not divulge the exact details of who was threatened and by whom and when. But they are saying some of the witnesses that have appeared before the commission are receiving death threats. Now, let's repeat again. We don't know on which particular case, but there have been quite a few developments. They have made serious accusations against Daniel Machira, the former PIC CEO. They have made serious accusations against Dr. Iqbal Safi. They have made serious accusations against Dennis George. These people also all have titles by doctor, the people I have mentioned. Don't laugh.
You're funny.
Anyway, the judge will be handing over his interim report to the president, but more hearings will be starting on the 25th of Feb. I don't know, if many witnesses will be looking forward to being intimidated as well, but let's wait and see.
Now, anyway, Total finds, now Total actually is how we should be pronouncing it. They find gas off Mossel Bay. Petro say couldn't find the gas there. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
It's not funny. Petro SA, Project Ikwezi. Now, Ikwezi is that bright star shining up in the sky. That's how they named their project, to look for gas off Mossel Bay. For 5 years, they sunk 15 billion rand and did not find any gas. The result is that Petro SA's gas, which feeds their refinery plant in Mossel Bay, will run out of gas by July 2020 and will possibly close down unless they can import gas from Angola. But then again, they don't have the money. The company has been bankrupt for 5 years. It has a dubious record of having lost more than 15 billion rand in 1 year. Total has just come in and found gas off the coast of Mossel Bay. Petro SA is owned by the South African people, or the government holds it on behalf of the people. It just couldn't find the gas. Total has come in and said, we found the gas and it will totally change the face of South Africa. We will be energy sufficient if there are as many reserves as we think there are. Now, okay, the question is, what do you do with that Moss gas plant there?
It's a good question, and you said totally. Hey? It's total, not total.
Total. Found the gas.
Yes.
They are talking about 1 trillion rands worth of gas stock,
okay,
that is off the coast of Mossel Bay. Petro SA lost 15 billion rand trying to find gas in the same area.
There we go. Sikonathi Mantshantsha, he's the deputy editor of Financial Mail.